What's it with Flat Globe? Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I am Marie. This is a controversial subject, however you want to see it. First of all, YouTube doesn't like it, and if I'm lucky, I will only get Wikipediated because of it, and nothing worse. Yet, I know there are literally hundreds, if not thousands of videos about this subject. There is yet another problem when talking about this subject, and it is that too many people fanatically defend the flat earth, and in their minds and science, they are sure of having proof of it, and I don't want to discredit or go against anyone, yet I will still give my opinion about all this. What is worse, there are countless versions of what the flat sphere really means. Those of you who have been following me for a while know that what is really important to me when describing what reality is the perception and the conscious experience of the subject, and not an imposed reality that has been made up, designed and orchestrated by any third party, who the people must take and believe as an absolute truth, simply because it's coming from a figure of authority. As an oligarch would state, things are as I say because I am the one in power and you are not, so you must believe in what I say, or else. But for all useful, life and experience purposes, yes, the earth is perceived as flat, and for the vast majority of the population, it is that way, and undeniably so. For the subject's experience based on his five or six senses, the earth is quite flat, and nothing else matters, at least not in any useful way, and any more expanded ideas and concepts are taken only as philosophy and little more. Then where did the idea of a spherical earth come from? As explained in official NASA terms, it is said that it has been known that the earth was round since the time of the ancient Greeks. I believe that it was Pythagoras who first proposed that the earth was round sometime around 500 BC. As I recall, he based his idea on the fact that he showed the moon must be round by observing the shape of the terminator, which is the line between the part of the moon in light and the part of the moon in the dark, as it moved through its orbital cycle. Pythagoras reasoned that if the moon was round, then the earth must be round as well. Then, sometime between 500 BC and 430 BC, another man called Anaxagoras determined the real cause of solar and lunar eclipses, and with it, the shape of the Earth's shadow on the moon during a lunar eclipse was also used as evidence that the Earth was round. Around 350 BC, the great Aristotle declared that the Earth was a sphere, based on observations he made about which constellations you could see in the sky as you traveled further and further away from the equator, and during the next 100 years or so, two other Greeks called Aristarchus and Eratosthenes measured the size of the Earth itself. And later on, a practical demonstration of Earth's sphericity was achieved by Ferdinand Magellan and Juan Sebastian Elcano's Earth Circumnavigation in the years 1519-1522. This is the official version, of course, and it could be easily argued that all those people were indeed invented by the establishment to give validity to the reality they want to impose on the people. There is no proof that those men even existed, at least not easily accessible to the general population, so indeed, this could be a case similar to the seven dwarfs validating the existence of Snow White. What I mean is that you cannot validate something inside a story with other elements of the same story. They become something like an anecdote is only anecdotic proof of the existence of the first anecdote. Moving in deeper. We know there have been several Earth population resets during the past thousands of years, and we also know that at least most of the official history of the planet is false, at least if not all. One of the most important things needed to reset a population is to erase its past, and there is evidence everywhere that this is precisely what is going on, and has been going on in the past years. Remember that back in 1981 the CIA director said the following: "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." William J. Casey, CIA director. Although he mentions the American public only, it obviously extends to the entire planet, and as I recently said in one of my other videos, all those intelligence agencies dedicate nearly 90% of their time, resources, and efforts to manipulate the people's perceptions in favor of what the establishment wants, and all for population control purposes. Leveled Earth enthusiasts always use the argument that all space agencies lie all the time, to assume that they ought to be lying about the shape of the Earth as well. All the video footage supposedly from inside the space station is clearly false and made with cheap green screen special effects, and cranes holding up supposed astronauts, many of which have a ton of hairspray to make them look as if they were in a weightless environment, special effects which even many Hollywood movies do better. Long hair in a weightless environment acts with a flow that is similar to how it also behaves underwater, and does not stick upright all rigid and stiff, as if the person was being electrocuted, by the way. Then the moon landings, anyone with half a brain and some knowledge in aerodynamics and physics can know that the moon lander could never work for real, as it is a naturally unstable craft which would need several hundreds of calculations per minute to fire the stabilizer rockets, just to keep the thing upright, and not tumbling all over the place in space, and you need a very capable computer to achieve that, and NASA itself accepts they did not have. Then we have footage supposedly from Mars, which is actually coming from some island in Canada, and moreover, deep space images are either CGI created, or artistic paintings. This brings us to another problem: there are no trustworthy photographs of Earth from space, and I mean of the entire planet in one single shot, and not suborbital images. And these are some of the countless reasons why people stopped believing in the official space reality. They simply stopped trusting the official version. But, taking into account that the three-letter agencies are into the task of erasing the past, and manipulating the public so everything that they think is true is false, we can see that the flat planet concept is part of their disinformation program, and not the spherical Earth concept, as so many flat planet enthusiasts argument. The idea is to confuse the public, so they no longer can know what is true and what is not, because a confused population is easy to control, and it also breeds separation and fights among that same population, weakening them all in the process. I cannot go debunking every flat sphere argument in one single video, but I can explain a few things. For example, they argue that there are no commercial flights across Antarctica, when there should be, because it would cut aircraft in flight time and fuel consumption significantly. For example, in a flight route between Sydney, Australia, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. There are three main reasons for this. The first one is that commercial aircraft are set to fly preferably through routes that have alternative landing places in case of an emergency. This is also why they do not fly directly over the Pacific Ocean, for example. The second reason is that there is a lot of extreme weather over Antarctica, and even flying high, it could still get to the aircraft, endangering everyone, especially in the case where an aircraft is incapacitated to go high enough, for whatever cause, not to mention the existence there of all kinds of magnetic anomalies, which make navigation very difficult. The third reason is that Antarctica is a heavily militarized place, therefore it is a no-fly zone. It is so militarized it is officially not a militarized area. They say it is not when in reality no civilian can go there, except for a few insignificant places that are not deep inside, all under the excuse that it is for wildlife protection, as if they really cared. They also argue that water does not curve, and sorry to say, yes it does. Just put a pencil near the stream of water from your faucet, and you will see it sticking to the pen or pencil, following its curvature by the effect of its surface tension. Why water sticks to the spherical planet's surface has everything to do with gravity, because water will settle perpendicular to the movement vector of the force of gravity. Gravity pushes objects against the one with the most force, which does not cause gravity as an effect of its mass, as stated by Earth's official science. An object has mass because it is receiving gravity, causing a node or a concentration spot in the media, which is the ether. A concentration spot is an object with a lot of mass, such as a planet or a star. Gravity is a flow of consciousness and its attention. It shapes and therefore manifests all physical objects, as explained in detail in the theory of manifestation, which I will write a newer carefully explained version of soon, and for another video. All things are manifested in a three-dimensional environment, where the place the particles are being manifested is receiving conscious attention in the form of gravity from all directions, as a sphere. Therefore water is pushed against the Earth from all directions, where down is always perpendicular to gravity's movement vector, regardless of how the planet may look from space. As explained in the theory of manifestation incoming video, the Earth, as well as all other stellar objects, can only be manifested in a primordial spherical shape, simply because that is how gravity works, and all other objects with other shapes are the consequence of fractures within the primordial spherical one, and because of intentional shaping, among other forces that follow the same manifestation rules. This subject needs its own video, I know, and I'll work on it. But let's see where the flat sphere concept is really coming from. The reason is coming from the occult meanings and symbolism the controllers of Earth use all the time, but hide from the general population. It comes from the ideas of the church and its controllers in Rome, some 700 to 800 years ago, when their biggest legal expansion took place, when they started to impose their rules as law all over the world. It was at this time that they said that they needed to have a flat earth system, when they imposed their so-called four corner rule, when in 1306 Rome declared that the earth is flat, because, although humans are three-dimensional creatures, the church needed to represent them, on paper, as two-dimensional beings, to be registered and controlled. With this decree, they created the term, all four corners of the earth, creating the concept of placing every human, and representing them on paper, as flat, creating with this the legal document known as a birth certificate. The four-corner rule is the base of the concept of signing documents on paper inside the four corners of a box, which represents a coffin. The flat earth simply means that everything must be done on paper and legally, and everything must be registered so it can be under the cabal's control. The flat globe as an agenda nowadays also represents the calling of the population into being controlled, therefore on a flat paper, which represents the world, so they can be completely controlled, renouncing being the ones who own things, and therefore renouncing the control over their lives, because everything is about legislation. When you register something, you are giving away your title of ownership to the system, including registering a newly born child, or anything else. You've given away your title or ownership, and you become the keeper of that object you no longer own, the government does, and this includes your children. It looks like people have taken all those esoteric legal rules of the cabal too literally, as you can see. And there is more. If you look closer at the consequences of the flat globe concept, if it were so, it would mean that there are no stars and planets, and therefore, no extraterrestrials, no stellar races, no UFOs, and no starships. I know many people argue that extraterrestrials are, in fact, interdimensional creatures, and not from off-planet. As I would argue, it doesn't have to be one thing or the other, as some beings are interdimensional and from Earth, and others are simply more flesh and bone people from outside the planet. Furthermore, there are yet others who are both extraterrestrials and interdimensional as well. Other enthusiasts also state that the so-called extraterrestrials actually come from other continents that exist past the ice barriers of Antarctica, arguing that the planet is much larger than what is stated officially. What I would say to this is that the simplest mass and gravity equations would demonstrate that the Earth must be exactly the size it has been calculated to be, because if it were larger, its so-called gravitational pull would be much greater. This is my opinion on the subject of flat Earth, for whatever it is worth, and respecting each person's opinions and right to defend them. All this besides the simple fact that I can see it is round each time I open my bedroom's window, here on board Starship Talika. I could go on and on about this subject, as there is a lot more to say, but honestly, I think this is enough for now. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. And an enormous thank you for your kind donations, they are much appreciated. You are helping me continue with my work here as you are literally helping me put food on my table. With much love and appreciation. Your friend, Marie Soirou.